Lucille Lettermore had a reputation for blindsiding prosecutors in court. She'd memorized the Michigan Penal Code and sprang up through loopholes to lash out at them unexpectedly in a kind of reverse whack-a-mole game. Although she took on all sorts of clients, she preferred the unpopular ones. Communists, terrorists, Democrats, and other enemies of the social order. She'd spent more time behind bars on contempt charges than Coco the giant gorilla, and had had her life threatened by people from every walk of society, including a Jesuit priest. They called her Lefty Lucy. I thought she was okay, but then I have a higher-than-average tolerance for lawyers. They account for 60% of my business. We were in her office. "You look like a cable preacher," she said. "Your other suits are the kind I put on homeless clients to get them past the bailiff." I thumbed a smooth gray lapel. I couldn't stop fondling the soft material. It was like trying to keep from running your hand over your first crew cut. I lost 3 on my last job. I pulled the price and bought this one out of expenses. Something's bound to happen to it. Getting fatalistic in our extremity, are we? But she wasn't really listening. Fashion meant nothing to her apart from what effect it might have on a jury. She wore her gray hair in bangs straight across the eyebrows and the rest to her collar, where she chopped it off like a broom. A pumpkin-colored blazer covered her linebacker shoulders. People usually mistook her for a realtor. "Anything on the platter at the moment?" she asked. "I include sleeper retainers, anything that might pull you off what you're working on." "I committed to a bird feeder recently, but they can go to the park when I'm not home to fill it." "Good. I need you exclusive. The homework alone on this one could take weeks." "Who's the bankroll? William Clay Ford?"
"Joseph Michael Ballista."
"Know the name?"
"Joe Balls?"
"That was the old man. Try thinking more modern than the wartime black market. The combination called him Joey Ballistic, partly because of his bad temper, but mostly because he liked to blow things up, allegedly," she added.